They record it.
I guess I should read the warning, correct? Okay, pursuant to provisions of 32 VSA 4404B, notice is hereby given that the Stratton Board of Civil Authority will, on the dates listed below, meet at 9 West Jamaica Road Town Office in said town to hear appeals of persons aggrieved by the action of the Stratton Board of Listers. Hearings will continue as scheduled below until all aggrieved parties are heard. PCRA will commence at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, August 19th, 2024. Hearings are as scheduled as follows. 6:45 p.m., Skyfall Development Company. 7 p.m., Palazzo J. Lettieri.
So right now, we just had like a 15-minute period to make sure everything's all together before we started the actual hearing that starts at 6:45. So we've still got about 15 minutes if there's...
So we need to appoint a vice chair being nominated. Don't have as many who's it, right?
Yeah, so I'll nominate Al DuPell.
Okay.
I second.
All favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, that's vice chair.
Friends have it.
Starting to feel a little wheezy. You want to take over that?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I did hand out the rules of procedures.
Okay.
And if there's any additional copies or anything you need to have made, you can let us know and help.
I've got 4 copies that I have.
Okay, if you want me to make some more copies, I can go do that right now. Okay. So just additional. This is what you're...
Yeah.
What copy? All right.
So I got 4 sets right now. I put the copy.
BCA members, any of you have any conflict of interest or any communication going on?
No.
Okay. We can go to the front of the next step. Thank you. just did not, just did not afford, was not enough representation.
I suppose if there's nothing, anything else to deal with, we can start early, huh?
Everybody okay with starting a little early?
Let's see here. Any written evidence or accounts of listers will be introduced and identified by the clerk. Okay, let's go number two.
Oh, you gotta do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Pause.
Okay, so, Mr. Neves and the listers, if you'll raise your right hands for the oath. Under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Now we can do the written evidence from the appellants and listeners. If you introduce and identify by the clerk.
Okay. So let's see here. All right, so we did receive the...
Wait, we haven't got it.
We have to get the listers.
Yeah, and the listers.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, looks like paperwork. They want paperwork.
Oops, we need one back, please. I need one more.
Yeah, no, this is what I am. This is what was said. Want to help me? We didn't have a folder. That's this.
Oh, that's it.
And then this is the letter that was received previously. Okay.
Hi, Sharon. I would come up with computers years ago so you could stop all the paperwork and cut down all the trees and look at us. Twice as much paperwork as they had before we had computers.
And multiple copies to file away.
Okay, the listers will introduce the property on appeal by describing the property and its present valuation.
The property is Skyfall Development, LLC, 23 Gold Medal Circle, 4.14 acres, parcel ID 08000-39.8. It was before grievance, it was $2,133,300, and after grievance, it was $2,112,700. That's it.
Appellant will present his/her evaluation supporting testimony.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this, and thank you for coming tonight. I'll make this as short as possible. I am disputing the time of inspection per Vermont law 32 DSA 365 and 4041. Okay. I gave you a copy of the lister's handbook, pages of the calendar,
yeah,
which says the lister must determine the value of all property as a first of that year. This property is currently under construction, and all properties in transition to be inspected as close to April 1st as possible. Gary testified during the grievance period that he did not, and that was June 11th, that he did not inspect the property until May 21st, which was accompanied by the director of the state of Vermont during the previous appeal of the existing property that was there. So, based on the law, and that this country and the state is founded on laws, that since it wasn't inspected on April 1st for the construction portion of it, and the state's here, any changes made after the first cannot be reflected in this year's grantees list and should not be followed up and conducted for the next year. So the law is pretty state, pretty black and white, that any new inspection and any additional taxes should be pushed off until the following year for inspection.
Okay.
So you can't include it in April 1st in the updated taxes.
Okay.
And if you don't, then you're violating the law.
Okay.
Pretty simple. I provided you with the calendar list that's in the assessor's handbook, and then also the excerpts of the actual law by the legislature of Vermont, the next few pages for that. So I'm asking the board to go ahead and vacate the additional taxes and address that in the following inspection and the following year.
Okay. Any more?
That's short and simple.
Okay, that's the way I like it.
You like it.
Okay. Okay, Gary, sounds like you're up.
Okay.
So this was responding to information provided by the appellant and will present their supporting evidence of valuation of the property. So.
Okay, so let me just get my notes out here. So Mr. Dinges is taking his case, I guess, on the law as it relates to timely inspection of properties. The law, the handbook does say that properties should be inspected as soon as possible after April 1st. There is no hard and fast deadline, however. And the fact that there is no hard and fast deadline reflects the fact that recognizes the fact that you can't be everywhere on April 1st to do inspections. So I don't think that is, and I think he is also, the appellant is also misreading the law and suggesting that somehow the new construction, if it's not inspected by April 1st, should be put off until next year to be assessed. I don't believe the law says that at all. I have prepared some other remarks here, but I think that I guess do we have an opportunity to ask questions?
Well, when you're done, this guy can respond to your information, Mr. Neves. But you want us to ask you questions now? Is that what you're saying? Or?
No, I want the opportunity to ask Mr. Neves.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
go ahead. Can we do that now? Do we have to do it in a certain order?
No, nope, you can do it. Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess I would ask, are you testifying that the new house was not started construction by April 1st?
House was under construction. You had all the opportunity to drive by and inspect it as of. It stated, listers must determine the value of all property as of April 1st of each year. Pay special attention to those properties under construction. Properties in transition should be inspected as close to April 1st as possible.
Yes.
May 21st is quite a bit different than as close as possible April 1st. it could be done before April 1st. Have the most of your inspection work done prior to April 1st. This is not me. This is the handbook and the law. Inspection should be an ongoing activity, and the time right around April 1st is used to inspect new construction, to check on mobile homes, inspect those properties you know that have been recently improved, or those in such as a new deck or addition. Any changes made after April 1st cannot be reflected in this year's grantor's list, but should be noted so follow-up can be conducted for next year. I don't know how much black and white that can be. Then you can go to the other pages of Title 32, Taxation and Finance, Chapter 129, Grant List, Examination, Property, and Appraisal, which is 32 VSA 4041, and also 3651.
At some point.
What is that?
Before we move on, can I also speak?
You can.
Okay.
Are you set, Danny?
Yes.
Okay.
I also want to point out that when Gary did go over and inspect, he was told that he could not measure the property until it was complete.
He asked if he can get a tour of the inside of the house. As stated before, he's happy to go and take pictures and walk around the house. But there's nothing in the law that says I allowed him to enter the house unless he's invited.
So an interior inspection was denied.
And we have the floor plan. We have the plans for the dimensions of the house. And it was fully there.
You testified on June 11th that inspection was not done on April 1st.
Just like Gary just said, as close to April 1st as he can get there.
That's not so.
It doesn't say any date that it has to happen. It's just
like
as close as he can get.
Right. I mean, any changes after April 1st.
It's interpretation.
It's not any changes after April 1st cannot be reflected in this year's grants list.
But it's not a law that it has to be done on April 1st.
32 VSA 441, April 1st, the listeners shall proceed to take up such inventories and make such personal examination of the property that they're required to appraise, as it would enable them to appraise at its fair market value. When the Board of Listers is of that opinion, the expert advice assistance is needed, making appraisal required by law. That's not, that's the law. Black and white, that's the law. VSA 44, on April 1st.
As close to.
No, on April 1st. It says it right there. We looked at it. You can look it up. If you don't believe that, what I printed off is correct. The listers shall proceed to take up such inventories on April 1st. If you're happy, I can gladly contact your town attorney, but I don't want to have the town pay for something that's clearly black and white. I mean, you have an assessor who's way beyond his abilities, and he's going to get this town in trouble.
Yeah, I guess just offer one final comment. I mean, I did go to the property on the date with the state appraiser when they looked at the first building, the garage with living space over, and I asked if I could get a look at the other building. I don't know that I specified just interior. I asked if I was going to be able to get a look at the new house. And was told when it's finished in so many words. And so,
what date was this?
This was in May.
May?
May
21st.
Okay. So,
I just think it's, as I say in my written submission, I think it's a bit much for the appellant to not allow the assessor access and then argue that. He didn't get there soon enough, essentially.
Okay. So it was May 21st when this request was made by you?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Jeff wants to talk.
What's that?
Jeff wants to talk.
Go for it, Beth.
I'd also like to point out the fact that on the building permit, the zoning permit for the town, that on the zoning permit, there's also a specific wording that that the homeowner, the builder, agrees to allow access to the property for the listers, as well as the the building, the zoning administrator, to inspect the property, and that's something that the homeowner agrees to as part of getting a building permit for the town.
And I have never denied that. I've told you even on June 11th that you're allowed to come over and measure the property all you want, but you need an invitation to go inside the home.
But if you won't allow access to the listers to see the interior of the property, then the assessor has to make educated guesses as to the amount of the property. So if you can't give us access to the property to give us all the information, then that is going to continue to be an issue. So
what does that have to do with the law of April 1st? Of inspecting the property.
This is my point.
Okay. That has nothing
of gaining access to the property. Mm-hmm. And the zoning permit.
Okay. Well, I have a question.
It's time for us professionals. Go for it.
Can the assessor actually do his assessing before April 1st?
Yes.
You can start work on it before April 1st. Yeah.
And so, Gary, have you been over there during this past year before April 1st to take a look at it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've been over there and driven by, and then, of course, we did the visit for the other field. But
can't that drive-by be part of, like, an early inspection just because you noticed that there's this building under construction?
Yes. I mean, I was aware that there was
building right.
under construction, but I didn't feel like I had enough information based on the drive-by to.
No, I understand.
Until we basically didn't have any choice.
I understand that, but I think that everybody agrees that the building had been partially constructed as of April 1st.
I don't know if we heard a definite answer to that question. That was my initial question.
Okay. Like I say, I don't know how that works. I mean, there may be an attorney involved. I don't know. We'll interpret that. I'm not an attorney. Neither one of us are. There's some gray areas there. You were saying there was nothing to inspect before April 1st?
Or me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying there was nothing to inspect.
There was a building there. I
did not get there to inspect it until after.
And May 21st was your first attempt to inspect?
My first attempt to, yes. Yeah, actually gain access to it. Prior to that, I had done nothing more than drive by and see that there was construction underway.
Any particular reason why you couldn't get there April 1st?
Like I said, you can't be everywhere on April 1st.
I have a question. Just to refresh the statement, at what date did you go and you were denied access to the house to inspect?
It was the date of the
May 21st.
May 21st, the date of the inspection of the living space over. That was
under appeal. That one. And the other residents were speaking of. The other construction.
The new construction.
That was May 21st as well.
That was May 21st.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me clarify, he wasn't denied inspection.
To go in?
Go inside. There's a difference of inspection and a different law to go ahead and measure and inspect from the outside versus entered the home.
Was anyone there? Were you present at that time?
Yes,
on May 21st? Then you had the authority to let him in if you wanted to?
If I wanted to, it was under construction.
Oh, okay.
And what did you do in the month of March? Inspections?
No, you do start working on inspections basically 1st of March, and, you know, I work in a number of different towns. I have to get them, try to get them all done in the spring, and that you can be everywhere on April 1st. And typically, I mean, this is routine because you can't be there on April 1st. We know that we're not going to be, but you, with a cooperative property owner, you can get a look at the inside and have a discussion about if anything has changed since April 1st.
So from April of 2022 to May of 2023, you did not inspect the house. You didn't take a picture of the house until 2 weeks ago. So you're penalizing me for your inadequacies of doing your job and getting paid for by the town to do your inspections when you have 12 months from April 1st of 1 year to the following year to go around inspections.
No, we don't do inspections. We do construction throughout the whole year.
How many inspections do you do a year?
I don't have a count for the inspections. I work in several towns.
I'm just saying for the town of Stratton.
Pardon?
For the town of Stratton, how many inspections do you do? On average, per year.
I don't have a count. I didn't exact figure.
Is it 5? Want to give it, oh, is it 10?
More than that. A lot more than that.
20? A range?
I don't have a figure. I don't want to give you a figure. Okay. Off the top of my head.
Kind of like when you wouldn't give us a figure of what you thought the percent complete was on April 1st. You know, it's like you don't know. We don't know.
How do you charge the town of Stratton for your services?
It's completely irrelevant.
Why is it completely irrelevant? You said you couldn't get every
parcel. Per parcel. There, no argument. Per parcel. That's how it charges.
Per parcel?
Per parcel in town.
So for every parcel in town, you charge per parcel?
Yeah. Well, it's every parcel down only in
reappraisal. Over 15. Okay. Any more questions? All right. Actually, I'm going to have to wrap it up. I guess we're over 15 minutes. So I guess the next thing up is we've got to do an inspection committee of at least 3 BCA members to inspect the property at date and time set by the BCA chair. So
I can do it any day next week.
I may not be able to.
How is that going to just inspect? I'm just curious, I'm not wasting anyone's time, but I'm disputing the inspection time of April 1st.
It's the way it's written.
Okay. No problem.
We have to follow the procedure.
Yeah.
You know, I may try to balance them because I'm not getting around too well. So you guys make a date. If I can make it, I'll make it.
Who else is interested in going? You need at least 3, right?
I'm not available on Monday through Thursday next week. I'll be out of state.
I'm Friday.
The
27th. Okay. What time do you go?
5? 27th or
28th? Yeah, sure.
You can do 5.
August 27th is Tuesday?
Yeah.
And 28th? Yeah, I can do any time next week, day or night.
No.
Don't get carried away. Well, no, but let's get it done.
So you can make anyone any day at 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So we got 2 here.
I got something going on the 28th.
I can do 27th or 28th anytime.
That sounds like the day then. Make it 7 o'clock.
That going to be excellent.
Yeah, that's good.
You're going to be able to get it.
Okay. If I can make it, I will.
Okay. So what date will you pick?
27th to 5 o'clock.
27th.
So August 27th, 5 p.m. Yep. Will be the site inspection.
And we'll meet here
wait a minute, I will not be there. August 27th is Randy's birthday.
Okay. So
I'll go there.
Well, yeah.
Well, they can decorate.
Okay.
Dana, you don't have that problem anymore. Now.
Okay, so I guess we're set.
All right.
And then we can meet, we'll okay. meet here.
Yeah,
I am.
I'm not able to.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay. That's the works.
Well, thank you.
See you on the 27th.
Okay.
Yeah.
This handbook is online.
Okay, okay.
A couple minutes late.
Okay. Ready for me?
You're up.
Yeah.
Sorry we ran a little late.
Just a quick one of these.
Rock Lilitieri. One by nature.
These are
all these. We will be passing around.
Yeah, I think everybody should get. Well, we can pass them out. Yet.
Okay. In here, just my biggest thing.
Okay, so the appellant and the listeners, raise your right hands. Under the pains and penalties of perjury, you solemnly swear that the evidence you give and the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay. So, I've been...
Hold on, I got a few more things I got to ask you.
Okay.
Have you received copies of all the rules of procedure?
Just here.
Yeah. Do you have any questions about the hearing?
No.
Very good. Okay. Okay, BCA members, any conflicts of interest?
No.
I'll take communication?
No.
Okay. Okay, now it's time for the written evidence. You've got
So the listers introduce.
Gary, you got to introduce the property, appeal, or one of the listers. Describe the property and its present valuation.
The property belongs to Rocco Lilitieri, 25 Asa Road, 7.33 acres, parcel ID 08-00028.3. And 0800024. Total assessment $2,454,700.
Okay. Now you're up. Okay.
All right. So back in 21, I wrote you guys a letter. And I spoke to your attorney, and I guess it was after the grievance stuff, and we had a long conversation about this. So there's a letter that's in 2021, and it's basically the same problem I have now is understanding work complete to date and assess values. So I went from land, and then we purchased another piece of land next to it, and we went from taxes from $10,000 at $500,000 valuation to $35,000 to date in the last 3 years. So and it's all over the board. So I've been here and I've been asking, you know, what is going on, because their square footage is skewed to the real square footage. So I have really what I need to understand, and I'm a fair and balanced guy, but it needs to be real situations, because assessed values of property, like-kind properties, what is your interpretation of that? Because this is a big... big problem that I have with the whole entire thing.
Okay, Gary, Let's do zero.
So, can you clarify the question? I'm not sure what you're asking.
How do you evaluate like-kind properties and assess values? Because you're supposed to be basing things on like-kind properties, recent sales, and assess values of properties that sold. So, like-kind properties would be similar size on similar parcels, and what they sold for would generate the value of the market. Because you can't have one person just say something is worth X when the market is telling us it's worth Y.
Okay, well, fair market value is the standard that we have to assess at. And the way you determine what fair market value is to do what we call a sales analysis. We use 2 years' worth of sales in the last revaluation here, in 23. And we, based on our analysis of actual sales, what properties have sold for compared to their old assessments, we adjusted values upward. And so it's entirely based on actual sales in the market.
Okay, let's move on from that. So if you're saying it's based on actual sales, then your valuation is not correct. Because even back in 2021, I gave you a list of properties, what they sold for back in 21, and you know, you grossly overestimated the work complete to date, and I paid probably $15,000 extra in taxes that I shouldn't have paid, but it was past the grievance process, so you know, I ate it. So even then I gave you what evaluation the properties are. And in the book that I gave you your most recent sales of like-kind properties in the village of Stratton and similar properties like, you know, 871 in Stratton sold for 1.825. That's an 8,800 square foot house. The asking prices for them were close to $2 million. So what someone asks for something and what they get are two different things. And then another property right around the corner from me sold for $1,770, and that was right, you know, on County Road on 92. All right, and they were asking $2 something for it, and it sold for $1,700. And then I give you a list of properties that are up for sale, and then properties that are actually sold, right? Properties that are in contract. So, you know, there's a list of different properties that are in contract. 871 is on that same list, and this is in the last year. So if there's a property that's 8,800 square feet on 17 acres that just sold for 1.825, that's a like-kind property. It's actually bigger and more acreage than I have. So then we come to the same thing, is that your misunderstanding of square footage, counting double height spaces and everything else, which is not the reality of it. So the real square footage of my house after the opposite analysis is 6,679 square foot. So you round it up to 7,000 square feet if you want to go to the nuts and bolts of it. It's actual square footage. You don't count double height spaces twice. You don't count, you know, stairwells twice. You count the actual floor areas that you cover in the house, the habitable square footage, right? Not garage spaces, habitable square footage. So the habitable square footage in this house is 6,679 square feet. Then you have a two-car garage and another three-car garage underground. The other square footage are there. So what you're telling me, based on like-kind properties, my property should be assessed, like I told you at the last meeting, and I'm a very fair and balanced guy until I'm pushed to a limit, is I told you to be careful what you do because the properties have to be like-kind properties. I said to you at the meeting last time, my properties on the fair market value is worth 1.8 and change because that's what the market is telling me it's worth. It doesn't matter. You went down this road of, well, how much did you spend? None of that has any relevance at all because I do this for a living. And if you need me to educate you with this, I'm gladly to help people with this. I do this for a living. I built houses for, I'm a local kid, grew up in the Hamptons from an immigrant family, and I grew up in the same kind of town as this. And what you're doing is forcing the locals out. Because where I live, I'm one of the few guys that are able to live where I grew up. Most of the people are gone because of this situation that you're doing. So I'm trying to help you because it's going to come back and bite you in the ass.
So the property is valued by what something sells. If someone comes and gives me $5 million for property, you can gladly tax that person on $5 million. But you can't tax me on your assumptions. You have to tax me based on what the recent sales are, just like you said. And you're not. Because the guy was asking 2.2, and he only got 1.7. So how can you justify what you're saying or doing? And this has been going on for 3 years. Misrepresentation of how much is complete, misunderstanding what you're doing with it. But the reality is, we're here now. The house is done. The market is telling me, if I put on a mark right now, the most I can get for it is 1.8. But you're telling me it's 2.5. So enlighten me. Help me understand this.
Okay, so the reality is that most properties do not sell in any given year. And so when you set new values in a town, you have to base your new values on the properties that did sell, come up with standards based on that you can then apply to other properties across the board.
You can't do that. That's discriminating.
That's how it's done.
You can't make assumptions. You can't
make
assumptions.
Are you a
lister? I'm in the real estate business. You cannot make assumptions on what something is valued. You can only base it on what is sold. He just told us that's how he does it. Now he's changing his tune. You heard what he said. He takes his valuation on sales. Now he's changing it because it's not working out for him. He just told us in the last conversation, I was very clear. He says he looks at what's sold. He bases on what was sold.
Yeah.
And now he's changing his tune. That's why I did that. He's putting himself in his own situation. So watch what he's saying.
I think that there will be an opportunity for you to talk. Gary,
but
Gary is not finished.
But Gary's not. Gary is trusting the truth of it.
I don't care.
We are listening
you have
to all
a turn,
sides
they
of
have
the
a
story.
Turn. If you can't.
Just, but I don't want to
have
I'm being
problem,
fair.
Okay, I'm just saying.
All right, just don't twist things around to make it
no,
to you.
No, we're twisting nothing. When you say your say, he says his say, we ultimately make a decision.
All right,
okay? Don't disrupt our meeting.
I'm not disrupting you.
Yes, you are. You got an opinion.
Okay,
I got one, too. You guys are up again.
Well, I would just emphasize that is the way it's done. There is no other practical way to do reassessment of a town. Once again, fair market value is, by definition, what things are selling for. You have to analyze that, come up with standards that you can then apply to other properties across town.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want then additional information regarding the square footage, but the argument at the grievance hearing was from the appellant was that we should be basing our square footage on basically interior habitable space. Well, that's not the way it's done in Vermont either. We base things on exterior measurements. That's the way it's done everywhere in the state.
Yeah, it's been that way. Yeah, okay.
So, and obviously, that makes a difference in the square footage you look at.
Okay. See. You got anything else?
Yes. So, but what I'm telling you is 6,600 square feet, we'll say 6,700 square feet, is habitable square footage. That is from the outside walls, the yellow highlighted areas of habitable square footage, not garages, not mechanical areas, not that stuff. So, what's there is there.
No, it's actual square footage of.
You can't count a garage as habitable square footage.
Well, we're not counting it as habitable square
footage.
Well,
so I'm saying, so
you have to assess it.
I was speaking.
It has value. It is part of the property.
It adds value at a different threshold. But your valuation has to be based on recent sales, just like you said again. So I'm looking at a house that just sold at 871 in Stratton for 1.825. And that's on 17 acres, and it's 8,800 square feet. So
it's not comparable.
How is it not comparable?
It's on the side of town, up a steep driveway.
It's
sat there for years.
Yeah.
So it does, but that's irrelevant because there's a house over here that was sold. They were asking like $6-7 million for it, and they sold for 2.8. And it had multiple buildings on and everything. You can ask whatever you want. So there's a 20,000 square foot house over there that sold for $2.8 million. right, and had multiple buildings on it, structures on it, and that's been sold, like, in the last 4 years. So, like, and that's right up the road. That's right 2-5 minutes away from me. So this is in the village of Stratton, right?
Yeah.
And there's another one that's right next to me that's right on County Road, which sold for 1.7, and they were asking 2-something, right? Those are like-kind properties.
When did that sell?
That sold this year. It's in contract.
Before your assessment or after the assessment? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. 4/26. It sold. 2023.
And you already had the assessment done before that, right? So how could he have used it?
2023, 4/26.
Kind of hard to use it if you didn't have it to use it when you did your assessment.
But you have other things, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, that thing couldn't be used, is what I'm trying to say.
But the market is the market, and the reality is this is the market. So the fair number for it, what I'm saying is in the 1.8 range. That's what the market is telling us the house is worth. So I'm just trying to be fair and be like reasonable with it. Because it's like it's getting out of control, like going to $35,000 in taxes, which is crazy town. So it's like it makes no sense, and it's not based in reality.
Okay, that's your opinion. We
understand. It's not. It's a fact. Because I based. Okay. It's not my opinion. Okay. The fact is that properties sell for X amount of dollars, right? And you have to base it on those X amount of dollars. I have clients that spend $30 million building a house in a market that's only worth $10 million. They don't pay taxes on $30 million. They pay tax on the fair market value at $10 million. It doesn't matter what it is because they could only sell it for $10 million. The town can only tax them what they could potentially sell it for because that is the fair market value. So you can't – what the problem is that he's looking at something and he's punishing someone because something looks better than it or doing something because it's nicer. And you can't do that. It's discrimination on someone. And that I designed a black building with stone with all this glass – he's saying that it's worth more money because it's contemporary at the last meeting. And you can't do that. It's discriminating against someone because they're doing something. And it can work the opposite way. No one would buy it. That's an ugly freaking house. I don't want to live in a house with all glass. I want a traditional house like these that have timbers inside that look like a regular Vermont house. Mine doesn't look like a Vermont house. So it could sit on the market forever. I could lose my shirt on it. That's my problem. And that's a chance I take. So you have to base it on recent sales. He has the information. He's just choosing not to use the information. If I can find it, why can't he find it? And there's more sales than just this. There are sales for $900,000. There's sales for less. I took the highest sales to be fair and reasonable. I'm not being a jerk. I'm being very fair and reasonable with it.
Okay. How much time we got left? We'll be on. Do you want to go to the BCA questions yet?
Yes. Anybody else got questions?
I just want to ask a couple of questions. So, Gary, can you explain to the board exactly how that assessment works for the town? There's vision assessments that you use to put in a computerized system, but you're working with real-time assessments and trying to apply it across the board using vision, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. The question came up about square footage in a room. If you have, I mean, I would assume that a vaulted ceiling or something that's 3 times the height is more valuable than having 4 space and 7 feet or 6 feet of ceiling, you know, to the ceiling above you. Is that how does that work in the appraisal?
No, that's not what you just explained with space, you know, where there's not a floor at a certain level. I mean, it is not how it works. I mean, we assign value to cathedral ceiling areas as if it were another floor, but at less value. So it is. So a cathedral ceiling has value, but it doesn't add as much value as if you had a floor there, a second floor. So
And that, and you use that in the, you put that into the computer, and it basically calculates out
right.
a certain value for that square footage as opposed to a single
right.
story.
So the, that's counted as square footage, but not as living space.
Okay. Another question.
Same thing with basements, porches, garages. Those things all add value, but not at the same rate as living space. And we have to take those things into account because buyers and sellers in the market take those things into account. And they help determine the sale price of properties.
Okay. Now, when you are to another topic here, when you're determining fair market values for a specific property, you are evaluating it with a neighborhood, basically. In other words, when you assess Mr. Letieri's house, you're not comparing it to sales of slopeside properties or properties in Tamarack Heights. You've got it separated out just like somebody that lives 20 miles away from their tent, whatever, 10 miles away from the slopes. You're looking at that more as a specific neighborhood and how things are selling in that particular neighborhood. Is that
we
how that works?
We divide the town into neighborhoods, and that's especially reflected in the land values. So on Tamarack Heights, land value might be $2 million, whereas Mr. Letieri's property is only, the land is only assessed at $150,000, or thereabouts, round numbers. So, yeah, different neighborhoods are treated differently, and that's especially reflected in land values.
And you're using sales from those specific neighborhoods when you're developing the market value for specific.
Right. To the extent you can. I mean, every little neighborhood doesn't have multiple sales that you can, so. You know, you have to try to compare neighborhoods. Okay, is this neighborhood similar to this one over here? But we do have some sales.
Okay, that kind of clarifies those two.
Can I ask one last question? So, the square footage, we deal in habitable square footage, where we're from. So, it's fine. If you took the garage and other stuff, you would say it's 8,800 square feet, right? You have another 2,000 square feet to it for the garages and all the other spaces. So the like kind properties are the ones I gave in similar neighborhoods. One right around the corner, one 10 minutes away. Those are like kind properties. I did the same thing. I based it in areas like that. Same thing where we're from. There's houses on the water, they get assessed differently. The houses inland get assessed differently. You have mountain views, ski and ski out get assessed differently. Passes off the mountain gets assessed differently. It's the same thing. I do this every day at home. So this is the way it is. And I based it on those things too. And that's where I did my search and looked at valuations. I'm not trying to be a jerk. My tone comes off a different way. I'm not a bad guy. You know, this is my personality. And
that's
this
fine.
Is the way I am. I'm an Italian guy, so
I'm an
so
Italian
this,
guy
this
too.
Is the way it
so
is.
Am I.
I'm from immigrant parents that are youngest of eight, so I'm a survivor. So don't take my tone as being a jerk or being aggressive or being mean. I just want to be treated fairly. You know, I'm not some hedge fund guy. I build, design, blood, sweat, and tears for my money. I just don't want to be, I want to be treated fairly, just like everybody else. That's all.
No, I agree. I just was asking those questions so everyone kind of at least have one.
Does anybody? Okay.
Can I just have I would like to submit a copy of our sales analysis of houses in Stratton that was done when we did the revaluation of 23. Copy of it here. We'd like to submit that as evidence.
Okay, you can do that, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take it.
Is there a copy?
Is everyone get a copy of that?
Yeah, let's get it.
I did this and then.
Okay, so that's in the folder, I guess.
This list.
No, Ken.
It's not that it's old.
It's not, it's older.
So I got this from a broker.
Makes copies of that.
And then I got, you know, that stuff that's on the market, or that stuff that's in contract, and this is stuff that is, has sold. That's what I got from a local broker.
Okay, so he'll give the.
Does everybody all have any questions, responses, all that good stuff now?
No, okay, one more.
On the comparison, it would be good if you guys looked into on how old the house was. You know, because that does make a difference in sale price. Sale price of a new building versus sale price of, like, the one on County Road that was built in 2003.
We're not selling.
You know, so if you have request lister's card, if you look at those dates.
My family moved up here. My kids go to school up here. We're not selling the house. I just, you know, they're here. My wife is a resident here now. So.
No, I mean, we'd all look at it like if I was living in that house, I would expect to be assessed the same as what you're being assessed right now.
Yeah, it's only fair to you too, because
exactly.
if this happens, so I'm telling you, the same thing happened in my town. It happened, and then what happens, it dries up everybody, and then it has to go to every person that lives here, and it dries up everybody's taxes. And it affects every individual of us that live here.
I just didn't. It's not stable.
Did
everybody get a copy?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
So, site visit.
Yeah, we got to do the site visit. So, special meeting, three more people.
Can I ask one? Are these all in similar areas, or some of these are?
Those are houses that sold throughout the entire town.
I can't go next week.
But that's on some of them are on the mountain.
It doesn't have to be next week.
Like Sawmill Road. Where is Sawmill Road? It's on the mountain,
slope,
right?
Side.
Slope side, yeah. So your most aggressive sale, which is slope side, which should even be in here, is 3.1 because that's not a like-kind property. And then all your other sales, even they're on there, all in that, your highest one is 1.925. I don't know Flat Lone Springs where that is or these other ones. So looking at those numbers, there's nothing in the 2.4 range in any of those numbers.
Do you do a sales analysis of all?
I'm looking at the analysis of it. I'm looking at the sales.
That's the analysis for the whole town, not just property.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking at. And there's only one for three, and it's a slope side, ski in, ski out.
And
so,
we actually got picked for a state. They looked into our appraisal to make sure that we had our numbers correct and we were approved.
And I agree with these numbers, because if these are the sales, I'm saying my house is worth 1.8 and change, and it's in line with what your sales are here. So I'm in total agreement with these sales, because based on these sales, my house falls in that 1.8 range based on all the recent sales and assessed values. So I'm in agreement that you're correct. The only one that's a little bit of an outlier is the $3 million because it's a ski-in, ski-out. If my house is a ski-in, ski-out, yeah, it would be worth a lot more money, but it's not. You know, so this, I agree with, and it supports what I'm giving you and what I sent to you, too. So I thank you for giving it to me, because it supports everything I said.
I got one question. I have never heard the term lifetime property. What is it?
What's that?
Lifetime property. How is it different from any other property? I've never heard that term here before. I'm serious.
A lifetime property?
Lifetime property. Like,
because it goes in, my property will go into a trust and that no one could ever sell it and goes to my kids.
Okay. I've never heard that term before.
Yeah. So it's a generational thing.
Okay. It's always going to stay in your family.
No one will ever be able to sell it, ever.
Ever. Okay.
It'll stay in the family and the kids will be able to use it. And it gets passed down for generations.
Does that have any bearing on the situation? Lifetime property versus property?
pay taxes.
Can't imagine. Why would it?
Why would it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't give it. So I just
wondered. I've never heard of it.
So try to do the 27th again.
Yeah, hold on, we're gonna ask the gang. We're all good now. We gotta come up with a site plan. Gang. Sorry. You mentioned something about you'd like to go, but you can't be there next week. So when can you go and see if it works with?
I can go this Friday. I can go next Friday. I can go on a weekend. I know that your family is there.
Yeah, kids start school on the second.
Yes.
Okay.
To get one in at
least. You guys come up with a plan.
Yeah.
Well, you want to do it a different time on Skyfall?
I can go this week Thursday. I can go Thursday this week. Friday.
She can't be here for the Skyfall one.
No, I can't. I have to ask Dave.
She wants to go to the Skyfall one.
No.
You want to go to
I will be out of state on the Skyfall. But I can go this
week. Well, we can change Skyfall. We were just, I mean, it's not written in stone.
Well, okay. I'm available.
Except he agreed to that.
Well, yeah. We will call him.
Is there any time you're not going to be available?
I just need to, what works for you? I know the wife and kids are going like shopping, getting school stuff and getting organized. They, you know, they got to Norway, ski trip with SMS and stuff like that. So they're going to go get some stuff and have a little fun and then come up. I think they're coming up on Sunday on the 31st or something like that because they have school on the 2nd, right? On the 1st, they're coming up. So they're...
Well, I can go.
Well, how about next weekend?
I can do that. I can go Thursday, Friday.
Be there?
No, I don't mean this coming weekend. The following. We just do a different day than Skyfall.
Yeah. Well, my wife will be there on the 1st. I'm up and back and forth constantly, so she'll be up on the 1st. She's not there this week or next week.
Yeah, I can do this Thursday, Friday. This Thursday, Friday.
That's Labor Day weekend.
I know.
Yeah,
it's Labor Day weekend.
Thursday, Friday, the 29th.
I can come up next week because I've been up since Thursday anyway, so I can come back up.
Friday's fine.
This week's probably a little bit of a nightmare because they're blacked out in the driveway, so it's gonna be a little bit of a disaster because the driveway's gonna be shut down. So anytime they're starting tomorrow to start blacked out in the driveway. So that's going to take them at least 3-4 days.
How about next Friday? Want to go next Friday? Are we available anybody? The 30th.
Can you do Thursday?
No.
No,
I can't come.
All right, I'll do Friday. I'll come.
Friday,
what time are you thinking?
Whatever you tell me. I'm open that day.
I've got to go to the doctor's in the morning, but then I can do anything afternoon.
Who wants to go?
I do.
No.
So we're looking at the 30th. August 30th.
Yeah.
Friday. And I'm open all day.
Wait, you can't make it. You gotta be. It's gotta be 5, right? To be 5 o'clock. Too.
What time you want to do it?
It's up to the group.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock's
time. Yep.
Now he has to work, but he can be there by 5.
Okay.
You can be there at 5.
Yep.
The driveway will be set.
You can be there at 5. Anybody else wants to go? That's the date.
Five.
That's the time. Mm-hmm. Does that work for you, Rocco?
Yeah. I'll be there at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Good. This coming Friday.
No,
yeah, if that doesn't work, Bud is up there every day on the 1st. So.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. So I guess we're.
And protocol and site visit is just a walkthrough, no discussion. So.
Right.
Yes.
They're just taking a look. They have to.
They're not supposed to shoot the breeze about anything. Just do our thing.
No cocktails, hanging out.
No.
No barbecue.
No questions.
Nope.
After the discussion.
After the discussion.
Yeah.
After the discussion, we'll break up the bar.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
So we're all set then?
We have some other person there. You're just attending?
Yeah, unless we want to try to do Skyfall on the same day. See, he might be agreeable to that.
What is it, Patricia?
The more people that see this, I think the better.
The better. That's what I want. I want to see this one.
So
I'm probably going to go. I just don't want to commit. If
Some days I don't walk too well at all, or too far.
That's okay, Greg. So, you can lean on me.
You can do the first. Yes. I have a walker with wheels.
Yeah. Are you going to coordinate that, or do you want?
I got a cane.
No, I'm as far as.
No, I mean, I can get around.
Are you going to coordinate that with
I'm slower than shit, and it's just not training.
Well, as an opening, we need to, yes. I just think it would be better than we need to have at least as many people as possible.
Are we still recording?
Yes. Okay. Oh. Meetings have to until meeting adjourns.
Oh.
So. The thing is, we need to coordinate with Mr. Neves on that change. You know, change it.
Because we already.
We will do that tomorrow. And just tell him that it turned out that one of us could not be there, so we did not have enough people.
What day was that?
That's the
August 27th.
Yes, that's the 27th.
We're not doing that change on the 27th.
We're not doing it on the 27th. So we have changed it to the 30th.
Yeah, but we do have to make sure that works for him.
Yeah, so we're doing both of them on the
30th. Yeah, just assume it. Yep. Yeah. So
if we can change it, we're going to do it on the 30th. If not, we'll.
Keep the 27th.
Stick the 27th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we will do him at these houses. Just sound like it's going to take hours to get through them.
Maybe better off to do it two times. To be honest, you get there at 5:00, it's going to be dark by 7:30.
What? So what time? Yeah.
It may be better to take two separate.
What's an agreeable time for that? If you move it to the 30th, you've got 5:00 for.
6:30.
Mr. Lettieri, are you going to take an hour and a half?
I don't know. I doubt it.
And then you're probably going to want to be here 15 minutes prior to the site visit, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
we got to drive.
Okay. Well, I'm just clarifying it because we need to make sure that this is all down because all this needs to be recorded when the meeting is adjourned to or whatever, even site, since we warn it for that. Okay. All right.
Yes.
What are you gaining by moving his stay?
More people to attend the site visit.
So.
I can do the 5:00. I'm not sure I can do a whole lot of other stuff on that. On the new day. So you're counting me as an extra person.
So. Okay.
So you can, but you can be there at 5:00.
I mean, for that one.
And you might be able to make it an extended visit to the next house. What time do you have to be gone?
7:00.
7:00?
Yeah.
Is there a...
What's the...
I mean, like I said, no discussion. You're just doing a walkthrough.
Right.
But I know you guys have all done... walkthroughs before.
You so. Take a lot of notes and stuff. I mean, it takes some time.
That's a big house.
Yeah.
What's the distance between the two houses?
It's not far.
Okay.
Okay,
so they're right up on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
One's on Gold Medal Circle up off of County Road,
right
and
there.
The other's on Asia Road, which is
okay.
across from this.
Okay.
Basically down.
I know exactly where it is. Yeah,
so on the 30th, we do Acer Road first, and then Skyfall second, if that works out.
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
The time you want him to.
I think he'll be there.
Okay, so we're saying we're going to be at
5:00.
With Terry. Yes.
Terry.
5:00. So 6:00. How about 6:00? And we just limit it. So we go through now. No.
That's a big place, man.
6:15 at least. 6:15,
I think. It's huge.
It's big.
6:00. This place is huge.
Okay.
It's only finished, right?
Yeah, besides it.
Oh, yeah, it's finished.
Yeah. Whatever. It's a lot of work to get done in one night.
6:15?
They almost warrant your home.
So,
okay.
You know what that means?
No lollygagging.
6:00.
Okay.
Go in, do the business, and get out.
6:00. So, potentially 6:15, you think?
The Skyfall.
For Skyfall.
I would say.
All right. So 6:15. And we'll clarify that. If it doesn't work, then it goes back to the 27th.
And maybe 6:15. Just tell me for a few minutes late.
Probably doing
can't do that.
Are we going to adjourn to a date?
First, I fall.
Are we going, Pat? Are we going to adjourn to a date and time for the next meeting here? Or do we warn that continuation of the hearing?
People are miserable sometimes.
I don't know.
He seems desperate to get started.
I'll be done with Pat.
Well, what we do is we'll meet after we do the site inspection. We then meet to...
The site committee meets.
The site committee meets, but that's
not... It comes up with the notes you want to present to the entire board.
Yes.
But the entire board needs to meet at a specific time, and we either need to warn that one as a full BCA meeting, or we need to adjourn to a date and time here.
Well, can we adjourn to a date and time...
Not uncertain. It's going to be certain. So,
it would have to be sometimes. Obviously,
so it would have to be if you're going to have these the very last part of August, then I would say if we do this for the week of September 9th, sometime in there.
Fine. We'll just
we can always re-meet at that date and delay it to another time and date, certain. So, okay.
BCA meeting, all of us, on the 9th of September.
Well, the 9th is the second Monday, so we need to do it on a Tuesday, which would be the 10th. Or sometime in the week of the 9th.
Okay.
Monday on the 9th is a selectman's meeting.
Okay.
So it would be a separate day from that. It would be the 10th or after.
Maybe the 10th.
Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever is preferred at 7 o'clock.
Wednesday works best for me.
You were going to send us paperwork and all this stuff, right?
Yeah. So when we adjourn this meeting, we're going to adjourn to a date time certain of September 10th or 11th.
Pick a day.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, not.
Pick a day.
Whatever. I'm here. Works
better for me. Which
Wednesday?
Wednesday 11th.
September 11th.
Okay.
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 7 o'clock.
Okay. So any more detail to this? Anything else to discuss?
We should probably deal with that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I ask for a motion to adjourn.
Yes. Make a motion to adjourn.
To
second.
A date and time certain of 7 o'clock, September 11th at Stratton Town.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Second.
Aye.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Opposed? There we go. We're good.
So, all right. Let me close off the recording here.
So I think.
Hang on.